You're listening to SBS News.
The culmination of 9 months of research, Amnesty International says its report is the most comprehensive account yet of how the Myanmar military forced more than 700,000 Rohingya to flee to Bangladesh after August last year. Amnesty's senior crisis advisor Matthew Wells says the military used an orchestrated campaign to drive out 80% of Northern Rakhine State's Rohingya population.
The report shows the sheer volume of abuses that the Myanmar military meted out against the Rohingya. It shows, for example, that they brought Rohingya men and boys to detention sites where they tortured them and carried out other forms of ill treatment. It shows that in several villages, they massacred men, women, and children. In villages across Northern Rakhine State, Myanmar security forces raped and committed other sexual violence against Rohingya women and girls. And they burned hundreds of Rohingya villages in a targeted and systematic way.
Based on more than 400 interviews, satellite imagery, photographic evidence, and forensic analysis, the report identifies 9 distinct types of crimes against humanity. It names 13 officials, including Myanmar Commander-in-Chief, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, as holding ultimate responsibility. Amnesty International Australia's Crisis Campaigns Coordinator, Diana Syed, says the report highlights the need for Australia's government to take a stand and end its $400,000 funding deal with Myanmar's military.
We are also calling on Australia to sanction those senior military and police leaders that we name in our report. And these sort of sanctions include travel bans, freezing of assets or any properties that they might have in Australia, if their family are travelling or studying here in Australia.
Myanmar authorities have blocked Amnesty from conducting investigations into human rights abuses inside Myanmar. But Matthew Wells says the organisation used a range of other methods to verify atrocities.
We scoured through Facebook. We did investigations of Facebook postings by soldiers and by others in Myanmar that indicated when specific units arrived in a particular village or in a particular area of one of these townships. And when we brought all of that together, it provided a consistent picture in many of the villages of which specific unit had been there and had carried out what was often a massacre, rape and other sexual violence, as well as the burning of villages across areas of Northern Rakhine State.
Amnesty claims it has new details about Myanmar's military command structure and troop deployments, as well as security force arrests, enforced disappearances and torture. Mr. Wells has called on the United Nations to refer the evidence to the International Criminal Court so it can investigate and prosecute those responsible.
The UN Security Council should also impose a comprehensive arms embargo on Myanmar, as well as targeted financial sanctions on senior military officials who are implicated in the serious human rights violations that have been committed. Countries around the world need to stop technical assistance, military assistance to the Myanmar military to send a strong message that when crimes like these have been committed, that the Myanmar military will not continue to benefit from the assistance of the international community.
Myanmar has rejected allegations of systematic atrocities against the Rohingya, telling the Security Council last year no ethnic cleansing nor genocide was carried out in the country. But this week, the country's government announced the head of Western Command in Rakhine had been removed from his position after the European Union imposed direct sanctions on him. The European Union and Canada have blamed Major General Mong Mong So and 6 other military officers for their alleged roles in the violence, imposing travel bans on them and freezing their assets. Murray Sulby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.